A reading from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, verses 11 to 13. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. Do you look for signs? Do you pray that God will give you a sign? I have to confess, I do. I want a sign letting me know that I've done the right thing, or I'm going in the right direction. Yet in today's passage from Mark, we hear Jesus pretty frustrated with the Pharisees for asking for a sign. Mark uses powerful language. No sign will be given to this generation. At first, the passage confused me because I do think that God speaks to us in signs. His message comes to us through other people, through the word, through nature, through music, many other ways. So why is he so upset with the Pharisees? In trying to understand Jesus' upset, I spent some time looking at my own looking for signs behavior. Sometimes I just want an answer given from someone else or have it come from somewhere else. I find myself saying, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Just give me a sign. In a way, that leaves me off the hook. It takes away my responsibility. Knowing all of this and agreeing that we all have to do the inner and outer work involved in life and not depend on some arbitrary sign. Yet I still didn't really understand why Jesus was so upset with the Pharisees. That feeling always sends me back to the scripture. I take it as a sign, no pun intended, but a sign that I am missing something important. Often it means that I am making the passage more about me than about the message that the word has for me. When I reread the passage, I saw what I had missed. I missed that heartbreaking phrase, Jesus sighed from the depth of his spirit. Jesus sighed from the depth of his spirit. What would make him feel this so deeply, so profoundly? What makes you sigh from the depths of your spirit? The Pharisees were arguing with Jesus, and they wanted a sign to test Jesus. They wanted a sign to verify his identity. They were questioning who he was. We often hear people, maybe even ourselves, say, if there is a God, this would not have happened. If God loved me, then my child would not have died, or this tragedy would not have happened. If, and the list goes on. There is something normal and human and healthy about that expressed frustration when life just seems too much, too hard, too unfair. We remember the words of Jesus from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? We want and look for a sign that there is a God, that we have not been abandoned, a sign that speaks of God's existence, a sign of God's love and care for us that will take away all suffering. But it doesn't work like that, does it? God does exist. God does love and care for us. We may struggle with believing that sometimes. We may even question that at times. But God is not going to send signs to prove to us and in ways that we think God should send a sign. Thankfully, God will hold us in the questioning, hold us through the doubt, hold us in the pain, and continually and eternally draw us ever closer to himself. God's eternal faithfulness, is the only sign we are going to get. And holding on to that will touch us in the depths of our spirit.